And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. It's a little bit complex, so just get ready. The title, It's Simple. Okay, and we're going to look at Meshuggah News, the That's Just Nuts edition. That should be fun. And then we'll close that down with the Don't Miss Out look. I don't know what Don't Miss Out look. What does that mean? Don't Miss Out look. Get it? And then we'll wind it down to the end on a note from Dave.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, it is so. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise, any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for cinnamon twists. I'm having a problem with cinnamon twists right now. I just don't feel like talking about that. Just keep those to yourself. Hey, it's not professional radio. It's Justified Radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States has announced new sanctions on Iran.
2 days after putting Iran on notice for its missile test over the weekend, the Trump administration is imposing sanctions on 13 people and a dozen companies. The action also is being taken to punish Iran for supporting terrorism. Before the announcement, President Trump posted on Twitter that Iran is playing with fire. They don't appreciate how kind President Obama was to them. Not me, he said. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Investigators are looking into the knife attack on a French soldier near the Louvre Museum in Paris. The attacker, who is identified as an Egyptian national, was shot and seriously wounded by soldiers. French President François Hollande called it an act of terrorism. Lance and Wendy Manis, who are from Albany, New York, say they saw young children who were very distraught, but they themselves weren't afraid.
A lot of the girls were crying. A lot of the young children and girls were crying.
There were young girls that were crying. They were very scared.
They were scared, but we were not scared.
Hey, I'm 73 years old. I've lived through a lot of it, and I've seen a lot of it.
The attacker's been hospitalized, and the French president says he'll be questioned when it's possible to do so. President Trump's pick for Education Secretary Betsy DeVos passed the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee today on a party-line vote. Senator Patty Murray, the ranking Democrat on the committee, says she's been hearing from parents and teachers concerned that Betsy DeVos would dismantle public education. But Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander says 22 governors have written letters to him in support of DeVos's nomination for Secretary of Education.
They see her as someone from outside the system of public education who, as they worked for 30 years, can help change and improve it.
The vote in the full Senate is expected to be tight. On Wall Street, the Dow by 186 points, the NASDAQ rose 31, the S&P advanced 17, crude oil at $53.82 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The hometown advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance, and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed. And that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the Hometown Advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the Hometown Advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple of things to let you know. One, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our very good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife, Coral. We just want to say thank you to people that spend their life advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth. I think everybody who's a believer can go, yep, love it. Right? I've asked you guys to pray for them, and I would just simply ask you, just pray for the ministry. Whitefields Ministries, just pray. 3 seconds a day, 4 seconds a day. Lord, bless Whitefields. Lord, guide Whitefields. Direct them. Make sure they do what you want. Whatever. We've asked you, if you want to check them out, go to whitefields.org. Go to their website. Whitefields comes out of John chapter 4, the Gospel of John chapter 4. And check out what the testimonies are, the videos, the emails that they have, the different pictures they have, the stories they have. They're great. And they're encouraging. And they talk about the ministry helping rural pastors, supporting rural pastors while those people are planting churches in places that have never heard the gospel or never even heard the word Jesus. It's cool. They do a lot of networking for a lot of different missionaries and ministries and different groups that are outreaching, as well as help provide clean drinking water wherever they go to the different communities and homes so people don't get sick from drinking water. Check out whitefields.org or give them a call, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. All righty. So do we have a sound for this? We do? All right. Go ahead and play that sound, and then the other thing will happen. Go ahead.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Okay. All right, folks. It's a little Forrest Gump. Give me a break. Which, by the way, when they recorded that movie, I was living in Flagstaff when they did that one scene. I won't tell you what the scene was. Doesn't matter. And there was a restaurant cafe there in the picture, and I guess they paid them like a lot of money to use their little cafe. And Flagstaff has a big deal because if you made more than $1.50 more than you were supposed to, everybody was like, "Ooh!" All right, let's get into it. It's simple. So let's take the next few minutes to review that. It doesn't seem like in many things it's simple, does it? It appears as though there's a great amount of complexity. Some of you are thinking Dave's a devotional guy. He's probably going to go to 2 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3, and talk about staying in the simplicity of Jesus Christ. Incorrect. That is true. I'm just not talking about that. What I am going to talk about is from the Old Testament. As you notice, this is the third DDD, third devotional diamond of the day. The third one that's coming out of the book Hosea, because I did a wonderful read devotional. I got four DDDs out of it. It was like, wow. I was just lighting it up. It was a lot of fun. This one just really stuck with me because of the importance. The title, It's Simple. So I want to talk to you in regards to church, and I want to talk to you in regards to government. And I want to talk to you in regards to education. And I want to talk to you in regards to society. And I want to talk to you in regards to politics. I want to talk to you in regards to culture. And I want to talk to you in regards to spiritual truths. And I simply want to use one verse. And it may become one of your favorite verses when you realize how simple it is. Hosea 4:14e. Now, how do you get 4:14e? The way you do that is when a scripture is long, you break it up in different sections for easeability. So typically it would be 4:14a, 4:14b, c. So if I get to e, it's a really long verse, right? But it's at the end of the verse. Kind of that's kind of indicating it, unless it's an F, but usually it's an E. So here's what it says in regards to church, government, education, society, politics, culture, and spiritual truths. I think I've covered everything. Is there something, like sports would be under culture to some degree in society, food, politics, clothing, work, economics, everything has got to be in these things right here. Here's what the passage says in Hosea 4:14e. People without discernment are doomed. Oh, you thought this was going to be long. I'm sorry. No. Go to Hosea 4:14 right now in your Bible if you have it. Look at the very end of that verse. It might say, heading for disaster, off the cliff, destroy, whatever it is. In the Holman Christian Standard Bible, it says, people without discernment are doomed. There's only four things to say about this because there's only five words in the whole verse, and the only word we're not going to cover is R. People. Not dogs. Not plants. Not fish. Not birds. Not cats. Not cows. Not snakes. Not ducks. Not chickens. Not cows. I'm feeling like meat. None of it. People. The rest of creation's already in its own struggle because of our own sin that we brought in, and the decay of nature is pretty obvious, especially when you read Romans chapter 8. But this is talking about people without. Now, I did this extensive word study on the word without. Not having any. That's what it means. So people with not having any. Get it? I mean, without means without. I mean, we make these so complex. People without discernment. Aha! This word is important. The word discernment has three tags to it. Judgment, discrimination, and sensitivity. It does not mean only one of those three. It means all of those three. So it says people without judgment, discrimination, and sensitivity are doomed. You know when people say you're not supposed to judge one another, even though every time it says it in Scripture, it's in reference to hypocritical judging or eternal judging? You make judgments every single day. Where are you going to eat tonight? You going to eat at home or you going to eat at McDonald's? You just made a judgment. There you go. Congratulations. You turn in left or right? Well, if you don't know where you're going, you just made a judgment. Are you going to have pasta on the side or are you going to have salad? You made a judgment. Did you like Barack Obama or did you like Mitt Romney? You just made a judgment. It doesn't matter who you are. Every single day, you make thousands of judgments. Are those condemnation judgments? No. Are they hypocritical? No. They're discernment judgments, and you make them all the time. And if we don't use that in us, guess what? We're doomed. We have to make discriminations. And you think, oh, you can't be discriminatory. Let me explain something to you about how society and the world hijacks words and makes them mean something they don't, like the LGBT community hijacking the word marriage, or better yet, hijacking the word gay and destroying that meaning because they want to change the meaning of things. Look it, gay used to mean happy. Guess what? LGBT people, have you seen them protest? They ain't happy. They're the least happy people I've ever seen, except for the media right now. they're worse. You have to have discrimination in evaluation, or you are allowing yourself to be befuddled by stupidities everywhere. And you have to have a sensitivity that goes with that, which means that you're not a brute beast. You're thoughtful, you're reflective, you're compassionate. But all of those things must be used on an everyday basis, or, here you go, or, ready, here you go, ready, we're doomed. You think, well, gosh, Dave, what does doomed mean? Really? I'm not going to answer that question. If we don't operate with discernment, we're nutsy cuckoo, wackadoodle, and off chart, doomed, gone, lost history. Do you get that? I mean, I get that. Now, do I do that all the time? No. Because every time I try to operate in discernment, people are saying, you're being a terrible person. But God says, if you don't operate with discernment, you're doomed. I'm starting to think that people's opinions are just not as important as God's opinions. Okay, I'm not starting to think that. I know that's biblical truth, and I want to walk in that. I think you want to walk in that with me. Let's do it together. Let's use discernment in the approaches of life, or we'll be doomed. How silly is that we don't? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast, Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on the importance of Christians being in the military.
We continue to need men and women of faith to be in our nation's military. I know over the last 8 years, a lot of parents said, should my kids join the military? I mean, it's so bad. True, it's bad. But, you know, going to most public colleges today is bad. We just have to prepare our kids, prepare them to, so that they know what they believe and that they truly believe it and they can defend what they believe and live it out. Look, the policies and things are going to shift back to respecting our freedom to express ourselves. I mean, that was already in the law. It was just that this administration really, or the past administration really twisted it. Like in the military, we inserted language into the National Defense Authorization Act that made clear people could exercise their faith, not just believe it, but exercise it. This administration didn't enforce that.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
What is your attitude toward your boss, your department head, someone in authority over you? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Someone once said, business is a lot like the game of tennis. Those who don't serve well end up losing. Do you serve well under someone else's authority? How's your attitude toward that person? You see, having the right attitude can be especially tough. This is true if the person to whom you answer is a difficult individual, or an incompetent leader, or even worse, one whose weaknesses you know all too well. This is not only a test of your loyalty, it's a test of your Christian maturity.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Is happily ever after possible? Yes, and you can learn the secret if you win a trip to a Family Life Ministries Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference with registration, hotels, meals, and travel expenses paid. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword weekend. And when you enter, you'll also receive the free booklet Dates on a Dime, 100 Fun Ways to Date on a Budget.
Go to KPRZ.com and enter the keyword weekend.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, California is a place you want to be. You know? I mean, especially if you want to move, you know, from Tennessee.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. California is the place you ought to be. I'm packing up. I'm moving it.
Is that Green Acres?
You know, I can't remember. Yeah, I think so. You know, I told this once before. I can never do this again. My wife and I, one time. Now, see, this is just the things that you're not supposed to tell on the radio ever, right? One time we were both, like, couldn't fall asleep. And we're like, you know, so we were watching late night TV, and we were watching Green Acres, right? It must have been like 1:30 in the morning, right? And the show comes on, and we both spontaneously, without probing each other, started singing the theme song out loud. You ought to see a picture where I think the Lord goes, let's take a picture of this, send it around to all the angels. There can't be much funnier than this going on right here. Me and my wife, now I can't sing. She's got a much prettier voice than I, but there's two people singing Green Acres. Green Acres is the place for me. Okay. That's the kind of stuff.
That sounds like fun. Right, a great relationship.
Right until you think about what you did. Then, not so much. Okay, let's get into it. We wanted to get into a little bit of our Michigan News. And right now I'm just trying to find my piece of paper that says Michigan News. Oh, I found it. Let's play Michigan News, the theme song.
The Michigan News. The Michigan News.
That's right. I want to know how many people in Christian live talk radio have Michigan News on their radio show. Not many. Let's talk about a couple of different things that we would consider Michigan News. You're thinking, why? I told you why. Every two or three days I have to do this. So I try to do it the best I can. Here we go. The first thing that came up, Nancy Pelosi, as you might have heard, was caught on a hot mic telling the congressman who was addressing the crowd to tell people, hey, tell people you're a Muslim. Tell people you're a Muslim. So what we get from that is you no longer need to call her, you know, what was it, Crooked Hillary? And then Lion Taylor. Well, now we got Lion Nancy. It's like, you might as well just drop that on her. It's like, wow, how desperate do you need to be to try and gin up a crowd? I think all the people that are with people like Nancy Pelosi are with him. I don't think they're all evil people. I think some, you know, are not maybe well informed, or some maybe were dropped on their head when they were younger. I don't know. But the idea there is that she would try and gin up the crowd by doing it. It just seems political.
Not surprised. That doesn't surprise you, does it?
No. This one's more.
What about her name, a little bit better of a catchy name? About Nutso Nancy.
Not bad. Nutso Nancy. Yeah. Tugboat Todd stepping in right there. Andrew Cuomo did the best. This is one that I'm working through this, folks. Give me a chance, okay? He goes, as a New Yorker, he says, I'm a Muslim, a Jewish guy, a black guy, and a gay guy. It's like, wait, what? And he goes, As a New Yorker. So New Yorker, so to be a New Yorker means you're a Muslim guy, a Jewish guy, a black guy, and a gay guy. Now, I would think if you're a New Yorker and you know anything about being Jewish at all, you absolutely understand that that is pastrami with coleslaw in the sandwich with Swiss cheese and with Thousand Island dressing. That's a New Yorker. Okay? All this other stuff, that's not a New Yorker. What I just said is a New Yorker. That's what I'm saying. And a Reuben is kind of similar to that, but has sauerkraut. But the bottom line is, that's not a New Yorker. And I would like to see the person that's Muslim, Jewish, black, and gay come up who's from New York and say to Andrew Cuomo, you know what? You're a nut. Because that is what the New Yorker's a sandwich. Otherwise, if you live in New York, you might be Jewish, like my mom was. You might be gay. You might be black. You might be Muslim. But you're not all four at once.
Sounds like that hypocrite guy with all the masks.
Yeah. To put on one, put on another, put on a good call. Tugboat Todd. Sinking it deep with a pitch that goes right over the plate. In Michigan and News. Here's the next one. I'm not sure what to say about this. The violent protests erupted at Cal State Berkeley as an effort to shut down free speech. They wanted Milo silenced, described himself as a libertarian, gay, Trump-supporting provocateur. And what they decided in Berkeley was free speech is not okay. You recognize, of course, that free speech had part of its movement come out of Berkeley. But that's what happens when things don't go your way. You kind of change, you know, your position or your direction. So free speech is now speech that we say is free. Wait, free speech is now speech that they say is free. That doesn't sound free to me. I don't know. Mexico president and Trump say Associated Press account of their conversation was wrong. The Associated Press reported that Mexico's president had a terrible conversation with Donald Trump. And threw the phone against the wall and said, we don't listen to anything Trump says. No, they didn't say that, but it sounds like the same stuff that they would say. Here's the story. The assertions that you make about the conversation do not correspond with the reality of it. That was what the Mexico president said. I want you to hear that to the Associated Press. The assertions that you make about the said conversation do not correspond to the reality of it. That's government speak for you be lying. You be telling falsehoods. You think that's bad? It's not that bad. So this is getting bad. Social media makes people antisocial. A new study that has come out says that people are simply hiding and not bonding. That's nothing. Here's the one I waited for. Now remember Tugboat Todd? I said I always have to have one thing in Michigan News that just like goes, what? Well, here it is. The British Medical Association, the BM Group. Ready? British Medical, the BM Group. Right? Don't say the word mothers. Want to know why? Because it offends transgender people. Wait. You can't say the word him. You can't say the word her. You can't say the word boy. You can't say the word girl. You can't say the word dog. You can't say the word cat. You can't say the word father. Now you can't say the word mother. First of all, us Jewish people know the great song, Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am in Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we might have fun if it stops raining. Okay. If you guys don't know that song, you truly are Gentiles. But the idea is to understand you can't say mother anymore. The BM movement, the British medical people, they are telling you the word mother is problematic, and you can't use it anymore.
So the new song will be, hello, person, hello, other person.
Nah, but that's only at the moment if you feel like a person. Because what if the person at the moment feels like an onion?
Or an animal.
Or a, hello, onion. How's the pepper?
They self-identify as an onion.
Yeah. And you know, I think what's going to happen, I think most people know what's going to happen. You're not going to be allowed to speak at all. Because everything you say will be offensive. And if you burp, you'll go to jail. You can't say mother. Michigan News, fully understood. Mashuganas in Great Britain, the BM people, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Life Christian Church presents its annual Holy Spirit Conference featuring Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a prophet and apostle to thousands of pastors and ministers worldwide. A prolific author and nationally acclaimed television host, Dr. Barclay is an anointed teacher and timely voice of stability and righteousness in this day and hour. He has been sought after by some of the highest level executives, politicians, and national power players for his divine leadership and counsel. Come and hear this man of God. Dr. Mark T. Barclay has his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the church universally and what's happening and going to happen in these times of unrest. This special week-long event will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st through Friday, January 3rd, and 10:30 morning sessions at Life Christian Church, 1132 North Melrose Drive, Vista, California, north of the 78. For more information, visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300. Visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300 for more information on this powerful event.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and the situation can become incredibly messy if the proper groundwork has not been set. To set up your free consultation with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. Robert J. Bomber, a good person to have on your side.
What is your attitude toward your boss, your department head, someone in authority over you? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Someone once said, business is a lot like the game of tennis. Those who don't serve well end up losing. Do you serve well under someone else's authority? How's your attitude toward that person? You see, having the right attitude can be especially tough. This is true if the person to whom you answer is a difficult individual, or an incompetent leader, or even worse, one whose weaknesses you know all too well. This is not only a test of your loyalty, it's a test of your Christian maturity.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know about this segment. Let me tell you right now, this segment, this segment right here, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasool. You thought you were getting money? Nah, I told you that's coming. Sam, the man, Rasool, one of the top real estate agents in the country, thinksam.com. If you have a friend that's thinking real estate, send them to Sam. If you want to help him out, just say, hey, just go check out thinksam.com. You got a brother in the Lord who was born Muslim, became a born-again Christian, fantastic testimony that he loves to share with brothers and sisters. I mean, he just loves to tell the tale of what God did in his life. And it's a pretty amazing story. I mean, the stories, I love every story, but that's one of those ooh kind of stories. So he'll share it for no cost, nothing, with any Bible study, any church group, anywhere. You get a hold of Sam the same way you do for real estate, thinksam.com. And if you call him up and say, hey, can you speak at our group? He will. He's done it numerous times. Now, on top of that, he's a real estate guy, obviously. You don't become one of the top real estate agents in the country if you're selling, you know, gazoos. I mean, come on. What does he do? Well, he helps people with their house if it needs fix up. Listen to this. Up to $25,000 he'll invest in that house if you list the house with him. And then when the house sells, he takes that money back out at the close of escrow. So if you're like, well, the house needs a lot of work, yeah, Sam will help you out. Doesn't charge you any interest. House sells, takes the money back out at the close of escrow. No interest. Boom. It helps him. It helps the seller. I mean, it helps you. It helps the buyer. Helps everybody. Additionally, if you buy or sell a house through Sam, 25% of that commission, the gross commission, can I explain to you, and I think we've said this before, that commission on $1.5 million house, not gross. He takes 25% of that gross commission, and he gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Okay, 858-780-1-SAM. Or thinksam.com. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. How you doing, Tugboat?
I'm always good. You know what I was thinking about, Sam Russell, about how he donates some of his commission to charity?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if everybody in San Diego used them. How, like, charities would be overflowing with money.
That is an excellent point. It would be huge. It'd be just enormous. In fact, I would say I would even hope that some people would even copy that so that the ministries can spread and money can be funded to the ministries and churches all over the place. Because this is not about, well, let's just get Sam, just prop him up. What? This is about the kingdom of God in our collective efforts. And we're in a society that forces us to operate in certain capacities in order to exist in it. And while we're doing it, let's make every ounce count for the kingdom of God.
It's one of those examples of walking the talk. You know, that you know, he's actually doing that amazing deed.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent point. You know, you are doing a fantastic job, by the way, in the producer position. All right, we've got a DDD. Love this one. I told this one to my wife. My wife said, be quiet. That tells you how piercing this could be. Do we have a sound for this? We don't really have a sound for this. The title of this is called Don't Miss Out. Don't miss out. You don't want to miss out. Don't miss out. Don't do it. Last one of the day, Hosea. Four of them we've done for Hosea, the book, chapter 3 and chapter 4 today. Four DDDs today. Come on. Here's what it says. The same judgment will happen to both people and priests.
Ooh.
I will punish them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not be satisfied. They will be promiscuous, but not multiply, for they have abandoned their devotion to the Lord. The same judgment will happen to both people and priests. I will punish them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not be satisfied.
Ooh.
They will be promiscuous, but not multiply. For they have abandoned their devotion to the Lord. Punishment that the Lord is talking about from the prophet Isaiah is going two directions, just so you can know. It's going to the priests for teaching wrong. They're not teaching poorly, okay? That's not the quality of how they teach. It's the materials that they're teaching. You understand? So it's not, oh, this guy's a better teacher than this guy. Wrong element. The priests were teaching the wrong thing. And in teaching the wrong things, the Lord has, I got a separate judgment for you because you are leaders teaching the wrong things and you're going to have to bear the judgment that I'm going to put before you. But I do want to make a point, being a person who's been in a church that was abusive, I do want to make a point that that does not alleviate the people. When the priests teach wrong. And here in the Old Testament, we're talking about priests. You're not talking about the Catholic Church. You're talking about Israel. And by talking about Israel, you're talking about the teachers, the communicators of the law, the people that bring the law into the people's lives so they can use that and process that truth. Well, the priests are going to suffer because they were teaching incorrectly about God. But the people were also going to suffer because they were willing to follow the wrong teaching. You see, this isn't just about how the teachers are, which is why the shepherding movement is so demonic. The teacher says, well, you don't worry. I'll just teach you. You do what I say, and if there's anything wrong with it, it'll be upon me. It doesn't work that way, folks. That is nowhere in Scripture that way. You are still responsible for every decision you make, for everything you do before the Lord, no matter how good your pastor is, no matter how good the church council is, no matter how influential your Bible study is. And here in this passage in Hosea 4:9, it says the priests, you're going to get it because you're teaching wrong, and the people, you're going to get it because you're following wrong teaching. You know what Paul said? He said, follow me as I follow Christ. As soon as leadership becomes not following Christ, you stop following. That's not complex. That's simple. Then the Lord drops this one. I like it because instead of feeling guilty, I just come to the Lord and go, oh, man, I need help, which is what we should all be doing. It says this, they will eat and never be satisfied. They will be promiscuous but not multiply. So there's never going to be a gratification that takes place because the Lord is not happy. There's never going to be a satisfaction even in fleshly pursuits of people that are promiscuous. They're not going to have children. Nothing's going to happen. It's not going to be fulfilling. It's not going to be satisfying because the teaching of the priests is wrong and the people following the wrong teaching is wrong and God is sick of it. And so through Hosea, he says, that's enough of this. The priest, you're going to get it. The people, you're going to get it. You're never going to find satisfaction. You're never going to get you'll never be gratified. Listen, when he says they will eat and not be satisfied, there won't be satisfaction even with food. There's going to be no filling up the belly. There's going to be no satisfaction, whether it's sensual or whether it's physical. There's going to be nothing. And then he says, why? Because you have abandoned your devotion to the Lord. This is the same argument that takes place from Jesus Christ to the church at Ephesus compared to the church at Laodicea. Remember, church one at Ephesus, you have left your first love. Church at Laodicea, you are lukewarm, so I'm going to spit you out of your mouth. There's a little argument, but I tend to side with this one, that the Laodicean church actually lasted a little bit longer because there were more people that were responsive. True, that's the historical record I kind of fight on. But here's what I would say. It's super important for us to understand when we abandon our devotion to the Lord, we set ourselves up for the punishment and the judgment of the Lord. For sure, we'll never find gratifying or satisfaction in anything we do, good, bad, or indifferent. You ain't going to find it because the main key of life is missing, our devotion to the Lord. In your heart is a cross-shaped puzzle piece. In your heart. It's a opening in your heart, and it's in the shape of a cross. And until that cross is in your heart and fills that space, you will never find completeness. And as a Christian, when you name the name of Christ and you pull that cross out of your heart and put it over your left shoulder and don't follow your devotions, you're setting yourself up for your own pain, for your own failure, for your own dissatisfaction, for your own engagements in sin, and the Lord doesn't like it, and he's sick of it. And the one thing nobody's going to be able to escape, especially when you get into 2 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3, is when the Lord says, do not be removed from the simplicity of your devotion in Jesus Christ. Do not be removed from the devotion that is in Jesus Christ. If you remove yourself, you're going to pay a price. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Requires us to be in. And that's not just know about Christ, that's to know Christ and continually walk with Christ. That's not one yes, that's a whole bunch of yeses. And this is, we can miss out just by distancing ourselves from the Lord. Why? Why? When access to him is 24/7 through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's not blow it. We have a transporter that takes us to the Lord. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Use the transporter. Use the transporter. Stay connected. All the stuff that's going on around you means nothing if the Lord is with you and you're connected to him. It all falls off, just like Psalm 112, verse 7. No fear of good news because he trusts, or no fear of bad news because he trusts in the Lord. That's the key. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
To know that God sees us gives us comfort and confidence.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Amy writes, "I see you," a friend said, "in an online writers group where we support and encourage each other. Having felt stressed and anxious, I experienced a sense of peace and well-being with her words. She saw me, my hopes, fears, struggles, and dreams, and loved me. When I heard my friend's simple but powerful encouragement, I thought of Hagar, a slave in Abram's household. After many years of Sarai and Abram still longing for an heir, Sarai followed the custom of the culture and told her husband to conceive through Hagar. But when Hagar became pregnant, she treated Sarai with contempt. When Sarai mistreated her in return, Hagar fled away to the desert." Amy continues, "The Lord saw Hagar in her pain and confusion, and he blessed her with the promise that she would be the mother of many descendants. After the encounter, Hagar called the Lord El Roi, which means the God who sees me, for she knew she wasn't alone or abandoned. As Hagar was seen and loved, so are we. We might feel ignored or rejected by friends or family, yet we know that our Father sees not only the face we present to the world, but all of our secret feelings and fears. He speaks the words that bring us life. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Do not forget about HisAppointment.com. I've reached a conclusion with my wife and my prayer time. I'm not going to apologize to tell you about that book. If you want to get a book that'll help you overcome the big obstacle in your life, that's a good book to do it. It helped me do it. I bet you it'll help you. I'm just willing to bet. People say, well, I'm not a betting man. You're betting your entire eternity on Jesus Christ. You are too. Just in case anybody was curious how that goes. So Tugboat Todd had an interesting question, and I thought the response was good. So after that last DDD, devotional diamond of the day, we talked about the Lord, you know, not happy with the priest teaching the wrong thing and the people following the wrong teachings, not going to allow satisfaction either by flesh or by spirit or anywhere else because people have cut off their devotions to the Lord. And then when I got into the little master control area, you said what to me when you were thinking about it?
Well, I was just saying how, like, when it comes to my personal story, whatnot, and I go into the church, I'm a follower, and my Christian education isn't that deep as it should be. And I'm not as learned on scripture, of course, as you are. So what if someone like me doesn't know that the preacher is teaching the wrong things?
All right. And then I said to you, what's the one single answer, right? And your initial thought was, and it's okay, no matter what it is, what was your initial thought?
I didn't really know the answer at first.
All right. So the answer to anything like that, and it's not that I know that much more than you. I've spent more time, but I mean, it's not a, oh, you know so much. It's not like that at all. But the answer for Todd and for everybody else out there is like, well, how do I know? Is the answer comes basically in the book of Acts, where it talks about the Bereans who studied to see whether the things were so that they were being told. The real answer is you need to read. You need to read the word, because if you're counting on people to coordinate for you your spiritual food, and they have any mistake in them and you don't know, you still have a responsibility before the Lord, because the Lord has enabled you to eat on your own. But what you're doing is saying, well, I'm going to stay in this high chair and let them just keep feeding me, and that way I don't have to do anything. But the Lord's going to go, hey, I gave you two legs, and I gave you two arms and a mouth and eyes and ears and nose, and you can do this. And so we have a responsibility to do it. And it's not really, I would say this to be just as forward as I can be, it's not that you have to go and start reading the King James Bible, because that's not true. Although I love the King James Bible, the people that are King James only are, you know, they're a little overcommitted, let's say, put it that way. Because if God wants to communicate a message, he can. And, of course, King James is not Greek, and that's what the Bible was written in the New Testament. So let's everybody take a step back, no matter what. The reality is there's several excellent translations at different levels that you can read that when you read it, it doesn't have the greater complexity than you might think. And a great Bible would be the New Living Translation, the Good News Bible. Now, I would stay away from the Living Bible, not because it's a bad thing to have in somebody's arsenal. It's just it's a paraphrase, which means they hear what's said and they just restate it. You want a translation which goes through the Greek and Hebrew and translates the words, not just kind of rephrases them. That's kind of, well, most preachers are paraphrasers. It's a nice way to put it. I really never said that before, but it's true. But for us, we have the responsibility of knowing that word ourselves. So when a pastor, a teacher, a Bible study, a conference, they're teaching something, it's our responsibility to examine whether those things are so or not. And then, if you're still not sure, that's when you get into the position of multiple counselors. So different people can help you. So, you know, and I'm not a big fan of, you know, just one, you know, I'm not the fan of the one thought. You know, everybody thinks this way. Everybody thinks, you know, it's this eschatology, or it's this end times, or it's this way of salvation. I'm a fan of the book. And so you want to engage with different people who see the book and make the book their core and their priority. So the answer to that, really, Tugboat Todd, is you got to read it, to know what's being said. What a pastor really should be doing at the finest part of it, to me, is the Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 portion, that the pastors should really be equipping the saints for the work of ministry, because that's what ministry is about. Is it's not the professional quote-unquote ministry, it's all of our ministries, and the pastor should be helping us with those tools to operate so we can not just be more Christ-like, but know effectively how to communicate to people and understand the differences. I mean, that's really what that some of that core is, and there's a lot more to it, but I'm giving you the heart of the matter.
As we're talking about this too, I'm kind of having this revelation of God, you know, something that's so important, my relationship with Jesus and my salvation, why am I counting 100% on someone else to lead me there?
That's an excellent question, because, I mean, the reality is that the Lord does give ministers and ministries as helps. But if you are on an island, what, you just don't want to be a Christian? Okay. See, there's a problem with some of that. And we can do better, and we probably should do better. So we skip our Facebook posts and everything else. Here's my encouragement. If you're a person that has a really hard time reading, I'm just going to say this, and you all can freak out later. My first Bible was the Good News Bible. Now, I don't use the Good News Bible now because I prefer, you know, to, you know, more of the English Standard Version. The New American Standard is kind of like my favorite. Or the NIV, which is a kind of a softer read for me. But that Good News Bible worked for me for 2 years, helped me to get grounded in the Lord, make decisions, establish my relationship with God, and launched 37 years of ministry, 38 years of ministry afterwards. If you find a version and you know it's a translation and it's speaking to you and you're growing in the Lord, I don't care what the person from a board says or somewhere else. Just use it and grow in the Lord. If he wants you to move to the next one, guess what? Amazingly, God is capable of helping you move from one translation to another. That simple. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a 70-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity then. Talk to ya.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.